woman trust and being and know that she's going to be able to be taken care of if the man's not going to step up and be the man that he's supposed to be.
And in your early years, when you're deciding whether or not to get a college degree, if you are not, you know, coupled up yet, are you supposed to let those years go by uneducated and take the risk of not meeting Mr. Wright, who's going to be a provider? Or should you have a little insurance policy and have an education or at least some kind of licensing or certification to be able to fend for yourself? That's the kind of like the prospect that women are faced with, and it's risky.
Well, so you know, I years ago, probably 10, 11 years ago, I had Phyllis Schlafly on a number of times. Do you know who Phyllis Schlafly was? No. So Phyllis Schlafly was one who spoke about. She was a homemaker, and she did a lot to push back against the feminist movement in the 60s. And she started, hang on a minute, let me pull this up real quick so I can give you the... opposed feminism and campaigned against the Equal Rights Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Her purposing behind, and now she also got, it's Phyllis Schlafly's Eagles. Ed Martin is the president of the organization. Eagle Forum. Have you ever heard of Eagle Forum?
No.
So Eagle Forum, I believe, was the organization that she originally started. But she addresses, you know, what a woman's role, both as a mother in the home, raising the children, but she went out, she got an education, she ran successful organizations, she ran a successful business. Now, I believe that she ran those things after her children were at an age where she could do that, and the kids growing up was not impacted by her potential absence in the home.
Sure.
And she supported her husband in his professional pursuits.
Right.
So,
as it should be.
So it wasn't that she said, oh no, you can't do anything important. Let me be careful how I phrase that, because I think that as a culture, the most important for the future of any country, if you don't take care of the children of that country will fade and die. We're experiencing that. I mean, our country is experiencing that. One of the things that I think made our country great in its early days was the fact that we had strong women who took care of the children as dad had to go out and hunt and cut, you know, and do all the things that had to be done in order to provide for that family. That there was somebody that was at home that had a direct biological interest in the well-being, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally, of those kids, and raised up strong kids. And then that got passed down generationally.
Sure, certainly. But then there were a lot of them, some of them, enough of them to be problematic, that didn't go so well.
Absolutely.
And that's what I said to you in the text. I said, I think that there are moms and grandmothers and things that we watched, you know, I'm a Gen Xer, I'm 53, you know, so my mom is a baby boomer, and you know, I'm old enough to remember watching things that went on, and knowing that a lot of the reason why women stayed is because they didn't have a choice but to stay in what were bad situations. So I think that then our moms and our grandmothers were like, look, baby girl, you make sure you get your education. You make sure that in case that dude decides to roll out or have a woman on the side or whatever it is that he wants to do, you are able to take care of yourself. Yeah. So now, again, I think, like I said to you in a text, Satan is an opportunist. Mm-hmm. Two things can be true at the same time, right? So while that was true, what is also true is that Satan used that as an opportunity to say, you know what? Just like he whispered in the ear of Eve in a garden, you can be just like a man. You can do the exact same thing as a man. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not true. And that's not the same thing. That is not the same thing as getting an education and getting a good job and having a little insurance policy in case something goes bad with your relationship or with your marriage. That's not the same thing as I'm equal to a man.
Right.
But Satan right. does, that's what Satan does with everything. And to your, like what we were talking about earlier about the, you know, the messaging. Mm-hmm. I said, my issue that I have with how you presented that was the messaging, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I said, and I was saying this to Sarah, my mm-hmm. friend Sarah, that as long as we allow Satan to keep messaging that it's the single woman's part, that suggests that women are leading. And as long as we think that women are leading, this world's going to continue to be problematic. So we need to make sure that we're messaging that properly, is my point.
Well, and I think you make a really good distinction there in that sense, because in reality, at the end of the day, that's my concern is the idea that women are leading and they're not supposed to be.
Right. But when you say, well, if women wouldn't get pregnant, you know, and have babies by themselves, it wouldn't be a problem. I'm sorry. Is she getting pregnant by herself?
Oh, No.
Let's
right.
put it where it belongs.
Right.
If men were not impregnating women and leaving because they are the leaders.
Well, at the end of the day, the bottom line is that if we were not encouraging in our a hookup culture.
Of course. I will totally
okay. That the issue is that we're encouraging a hookup culture. And according to, you know, several people, including the most recent gal that came out with the movie that we all went and saw about, you know, being a director at an abortion clinic.
Oh yes.
Amy, I think is her name. You know, where there is an indoctrination into the idea of, hey, you know, we're in this hookup culture, and so the idea of sexual encounters is meaningless per se, because it's just all about physical enjoyment, which is why we have gotten into the issue that we've gotten into with the whole LGBTQ issue. Because in reality, that is just all about it's about sex. It's about I want this kind of sex.
It's about depravity, of course.
And so whatever I can get to fulfill that sexual perversion and desire, that's what I'm doing. And you know, and the numbers becomes ridiculous.
They are. But yeah, I'm concerned about.
We don't want to attack single women. That I think that's the bottom line. I think we both agree with that. But the idea here is not to go after single moms. In messaging that the single mom is the problem.
But that's usually how it is, yeah. though, right?
But what I was addressing wasn't single moms. What I was addressing was a general attitude and mentality which goes back to the whole WNBA thing.
Yes.
And you know, I mean, when you think about Black Lives Matter, see, a lot of people don't necessarily connect this, but the actual Black Lives Matter organization movement was started by two lesbian black women whose purpose was to destroy the patriarchal structure of the house, even more so than it was already destroyed.
And that's definitely problematic. You know, whatever they want to do in their bedroom is between them and the Lord. But when you go on a crusade and to destroy the nuclear family because you want to promote what you are doing as right, now we have an entire problem.
Well, and here's the other thing that I would just caution us again, even when we say, okay, whatever you do in your bedroom is between you and whoever you're doing, whatever. But here's the thing. Again, when you want to make sure that what you're doing in your bedroom doesn't get you into any kind of legal trouble, so now you want a law on the books that says you can do it, here becomes the problem. Anything that involves the government coming in and legalizing something, now whatever's legal becomes a part of the education system.
Sure. I mean, if it were me, the whole marriage deal, government would get out of marriage altogether. Marriage was never a government entity to begin with.
Well, and it wouldn't be a government entity issue if it wasn't for the fact that we're still being taxed, which we were not intended to be done, which is the whole reason why we had the little fight that we did with that country overseas, had to do with all of the taxation. Right. And now we have embraced taxation, and we've just brought it to Washington, D.C., and we brought it to the capitals of our states. And so now we are consistently taxed, and the taxation decisions are all made predicated on these government-created relationships.
Yep. I agree with you on that, for certain.
And so, boy, what a circle of deceit we have weaved.
Yep. So we gotta get back to, if we want men to be leaders, then we gotta get back to giving them the responsibility of the leadership.
And that responsibility doesn't come from below, but from above.
Yeah.
So what we have to get back to is demanding of men and demanding of our culture and demanding of our society that it turn its eyes from other men in places like Washington, D.C. or Austin or you know, whatever the capital is of your particular state, and turn your eyes back to recognizing that there is a standard that God himself has created for how you are to behave and how you are to interact, and so then it flows from there, and it has to flow from there. Yeah, and once we get men back in line with God, then men can get women and children and the rest of culture back in line with God. But see, again, that goes back to Harrison's speech, which is what he was proposing and what he was saying, and you've seen how, I mean, now I guess Patrick Mahomes' wife has come out and said, oh my gosh, how dare he suggest that, you know, that women should be married and have children and stay at home and raise the kids.
I was actually asked about this on Newsmax just yesterday.
Okay. Right?
This issue. My only beef, I have no beef with the essence of his message at all. Not one bit of beef. My beef is the context. First of all, I think that clip was taken out of the context of his whole speech. That's first. But also, I do think that a commencement speech where, you know, a whole bunch of women just finished working very hard for their degrees may not have been the time to say that. May not have been the time or the place.
Except that you are at a Benedictine college where right. that concept and that whole idea is a part of what they all were taught. And what was not noted by the mainstream media Every one of those graduates stood up and gave him a standing ovation in support. Men and women, staff, they all stood up and gave him a standing ovation in agreement with what he had said.
And probably because they heard the entire speech and not just, you know, the clip that the media has chosen to go viral.
And because the environment that they chose to go to school in
was that environment.
Was an environment that put biblical values that said that this book right here, this is the book that I'm going to live by. This is the book that's going to be my guiding light and my guiding example. And so the guys that were in there said, hey, I'm going to be a godly man, and I'm going to lead my home the way the Bible says I should lead my home. And the women said, hey, you know what? I can get with that. Get with that. Because if you're going to do your part, then that makes it so that I can do mine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, getting a degree doesn't mean you don't want to be a kept woman. That's not what that means. That means you get to be a kept woman with a degree. That's all.
It also means that you have that now you are an equally yoked partner with your husband, so you can help him and your family to succeed. You can help educate your children so they can succeed, because you're going to raise boys and girls.
Yeah.
And again, the boy you raise to a certain degree, and then you say, okay, Dad, now you need to start getting them straightened out for the way that they need to act like a man in the world. Yeah. And sweetheart, now I'm going to show you how to be a woman in the world, but a godly woman, just like your dad's supposed to show your brother how to be a godly man. And we're going to practice all of this in the house until you're ready to go out into the world and have the impact you're supposed to have. And then you can repeat, right? Absolutely. Rinse and repeat. And now we build a healthy culture and a healthy society.
For sure.
And that's the goal.
That is absolutely the goal, and I agree with that 1,000%.
Hey, I love it. This has been a great conversation. Thanks so much, Melanie.
Oh,
I really
shared those text messages.
We probably should, right? Absolutely. That was good stuff. I should have started out just reading those.
When I get on there, Pastor, this is what I'm gonna say. If you want to cancel me,
now, right?
I still love you.
And what did I tell you?
You said, no, I want to hear it. Come on.
I said, absolutely not. I said, no, this is exactly what we need to talk about is exactly what we're talking about. So
I was like, are you surprised? I sometimes I've said things like that and I've been accused of being a liberal or not being really a conservative. And I'm like, I'm just trying to deal in like reality.
What? And I don't think that there's anything that we've discussed that flies in the face of any of that.
No.
Honestly.
No, but people don't, to our point earlier about hearing people out.
Yeah, right.
And having the conversation. If you say, okay, but wait, look at the situation women are in. Oh, my God, you're a liberal. You don't believe in the Lord. You're like, wait, hold on, no.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
No. I understand. I will. No. I'm going to trigger you now. I will say this.
Yes, sir.
You know, Eve messed up. Now Adam tried to pawn it off and say, oh well, it was the woman that you gave me.
Sounds familiar.
But Eve messed up, and then Adam joined her in the mess up.
Right. But how did sin enter the world?
And they
Eve or Adam?
I think, according to the initial interaction was between Eve and the serpent.
Yep, but come on.
But hang on. But the word of God tells us that through one man, sin entered the world. That man was Adam.
That's right.
Adam had a choice as to whether or not to have participated. When she came and said, here, taste of this, because it's good, his immediate response should have been, no, we're not supposed to do that. God, I'm not sure how to fix this, but this needs to get fixed before it goes any further.
Right.
And instead, he partook. And guys, I don't care how scantily clad she's dressed. I don't care how much she comes on to you. You still have the choice to say no. Now, I know Title IX and all the things that are out there now. If you say no, you do run the risk, and we've watched it, of her running and saying that you did something that you didn't do because you rejected her. I get all that. You know what? Don't put yourself in that place.
Absolutely.
Don't be alone.
Absolutely.
Seriously. I mean, yeah. unless you're saying, hey, I want to pursue relationship and court this woman, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, Billy Graham had a rule, if you will. And that was is that he never counseled a woman alone ever. He always had another man with him.
Same way.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody came out and was like, oh, he doesn't want to be alone with a woman. And I said, no, he's actually extremely wise. That is an extremely, extremely wise position to have.
It's,
that's called wisdom.
It's prudent for him and for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I think, I don't know if you got to the last set of texts that I sent you when I was talking about, like, you know, whose kind of fault is it for like, all the premarital sex? And it's not one person's fault. Of course, it's both people's fault, right? But I said in one of the texts, I said, well, who does all the whining, the dining, the cajoling, the begging, the pleading for the sex?
Yeah.
I said, well, and who convinces, who has to do the convincing of the woman that this is I'm perfectly safe and will do you no harm so you can have sex with me?
And it's inerrant. And well, and I will tell you something. And Jeb Bradley taught used to teach this in homeschool. And so I used to, I mean, I addressed this with my boys. And that is that men are inherently manipulative when it comes to women. Boys try to manipulate their mothers all day long unless dad steps in. And it is, to my point, what I was going to say about moms letting their kids get away with stuff and then thinking that Johnny's always good and never makes a mistake, even though Johnny's out stealing out the back of everybody's house in the neighborhood. But the point of it is that the reason that she thinks that is because Johnny inherently has in him this manipulative behavior.
Right.
And it is the father's responsibility to identify it and cut it off.
Right. Right. So when daughters are not protected, right, by their fathers,
yep,
and taught that about men, right?
Yep.
So you have that. And then you have men who are manipulating women. To me, when you take a step back, it's the Garden of Eden all over again.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have this narrative where, well, you know, if you guys would just stop getting pregnant. I'm sorry, wait a minute. We're getting pregnant by ourselves? Are women walking around begging men to have sex with them and get them pregnant? I don't think that's how it's working. I don't think that's what's going on here.
And again, it goes right back to the very beginning of our conversation, which is that it has become a cultural deal,
yep,
to manipulate children,
yes,
into getting involved early on in triggering the idea of sex, as if they're just animals and not sentient beings who can choose and make moral decisions and just choices. And that becomes the main issue that we see. And so once they're conditioned, I've had several former Planned Parenthood owners of Planned Parenthood and people involved in on that side, and others, you know, Dr. Jim Harden from Compassion Back East, and we've talked about that. There, the abortion goal, and James O'Keefe, or no, David Dalyden uncovered this. Their goal is that by the time a girl is between 9 and 11 years of age, that she's had between 3 and 4 abortions.
Oh, God. That's horrific.
Seriously.
That's horrific.
Because once they get her doing that, once that's going on, now they know that they're going to get at least 4 more out of her between that age and 20.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's horrific. It is, and they say that it's not a mill, and they say that it's not that. It's women. It's not. This is not women's health.
No, it isn't. And if it's true that 97% of what you do is just women's health care and it's not abortion, fine. I have a background in business. I'd be happy to help you work out that separation financially if that's the case. I'd be happy to work the books.
And help you not do the 3% that supposedly is only, I mean, if it's only 3% of your business, then why are you pitching such a fit when we suggest that you should stop it? I mean,
right,
if it
doesn't even affect your bottom line at all, if it's only 3%.
Hey, if I had a business and the total, and there was 100% of the revenue coming in, and 3% of it went to this, and 97% went to this, which is what they try to tell you. If that was the case, then who cares about not doing the 3%? Why is that such a giant big deal?
Exactly. I completely agree with that.
Because that's a lie.
Because I've been saying it for years. Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Hey, it's been awesome. Thank you again so much. Melanie Collette, Money Talk with Melanie. Money Talk with Melanie. Hey. Oh, love you too, sister. God bless you. Thank you so much. Folks, we're out of time. We're way out of time. But I appreciate y'all being with me. Thank you so much. I'll be back with you on Monday. And listen, find a good place to get plugged in. God loves you. He's calling out to you, even right now. If you're struggling in any of these issues, I encourage you to get plugged into a good church. If you need to just talk to somebody, reach out to me. Pastor Greg I got a gnat flying in my eye. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I would love to be there for you and introduce you to my Lord and Savior, to Melanie's Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you and have a great evening. Hang on, it's thinking about.